Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business, and it will bless yours. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you. Folks, you really want to get all of your friends to watch today's program, truly. And I know we're going to get blocked on all kinds of social media. If you're on TECN TV, call a friend and tell them to tune in, TECNTV.com, TECNTV.com. Because I've got some breaking stuff that just happened literally minutes before I went on air. Bottom of hour number two, George Barna will be with us. We'll be talking about, we're going to talk about the reawakening in America and the fact that PRRI and the Pew Center have delivered polls that indicate that 70% of Americans consider themselves to be Christian. Now, I know that George and I are going to talk about what does that look like, but there's good news in that. There's good news in that, and we'll talk about that coming up, hour number two, bottom of the hour. Top of that hour, Alex Newman is with me, and Alex is just, you know, breaking all kinds of great stories. He's got a story on the New American, horrific CIA experiments and programs exposed by a victim, a Dr. Juliet Engel. We'll talk to him about that interview. Deep State Cannot Stop Unprecedented Awakening. That is from October of 2021, but we'll talk about that and what he was seeing going down. He also watched Finding Courage with us the other night, so we're going to get his take on that and how that compares to what we're seeing happen in our country today. So we'll have all of that coming up for you with Alex Newman, top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, coming up in just about 25 minutes, Matthew Council will be with us live on the phone. Matthew is a January 6th defendant. The story of what has happened to him, what they have done to him, and what they are doing to American citizens is is atrocious. It's atrocious. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the things that he has been accused of, and we'll talk about where things stand for him right now as well. We'll be back with more on that. But joining me right now, and we're going to continue to talk about the issue of Marxism in America, and we're going to get some insight from my good friend Don Jans on his thoughts on President Biden's ramble the other day. So let me welcome Don Jans to the program. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me and for being here. Your next guest, I think, is absolutely a crucial element that American people have to understand. One of the things we have learned about communism, about tyranny, about despots, is they punish anybody who opposes them. To think that in the United States of America today, we have citizens who did nothing more than go and stand on the ground, our ground, public ground, and now they are being persecuted, they're being arrested, and they are, many of them have been put into solitary confinement, never charged with anything, and still no court date. My friends, this is the epitome of tyranny and despotism, and we are suffering it in the United States today. I just wanted to make that comment, and how clear what is happening is demonstrated by that guest that has been persecuted by our government. The press conference was very, 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 very difficult to listen to. It was embarrassing. It was not based in reality at all, and it rambled. It you could probably say it was Stalin standing up in the early 30s talking about how successful his five-year program is and reading the stories in the New York Times that are praising Stalin's five-year programs, while the people, even in Moscow, even in the cities, are starving. The people out in the country are absolutely starving, and they're having all of their goods taken from them, all of their grains and products taken from them and sold to other countries just to raise money. We saw a press conference, Pastor Greg, that was not based in reality at all. We are told that the last year, Biden exceeded his expectations. Well, when he took office, we had gas prices of about $42 a barrel. Today, those gas prices are above $85. Not only are the oil prices above $85, but our gas prices at the pump, everything related to that is on the increase. It has resulted in any increase in wages you might have received now being negative. When you are spending over 7% more for your basic goods, that's called inflation. What Biden said we have to do to stop this inflation, to cure this inflation, is spend more money. The government has to go and spend more money, has to print more money, not increase goods, but spend more. Folks, that is the definition of inflation. More money chasing the same number of goods. And here you have a guy who's supposed to be president of the United States that gets up and rambles about how he's going to stop the inflation by doing exactly what has caused the inflation. He was talking about the elections. He told us that the elections in 2022 will be illegitimate elections unless that illegitimate House bill was passed in the Senate. He made the statement that we have to make sure our vote counters are fair. I'm not sure what he really meant by that. He didn't clarify, but I do know that Stalin specifically stated it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. And that we learned in 2018. The only direct answer I heard Biden give, the only answer I could understand, was when he said, will Kamala Harris be your running mate, and is she doing a good job? And believe it or not, well, he answered yes to the first one, she will be his running mate. Well, question is will he even be running? The second answer, is she doing a good job? And he said, yes. And he said, that doesn't need any expansion. She's doing a great job. At what? He never talked about her performance at the border. He never talked about her performances anywhere. He just said she's doing a great job. Gave no examples of how and why he said that. Pastor Greg, to see a president of the United States, if I am Xi or I am Putin or I am Maduro, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, wow, I have open season. I can do anything I want because this guy has absolutely no idea what reality is. That's my analysis of that so-called press conference. And I believe that he would be doing himself a real service. He'll get a lot of heat for it, but he would be doing himself a real service if he never, ever had another press conference. The man he was never a smart man to start. And he always exaggerated. He always has lied. It was just even more so. He's living in a world not of reality, but in his own mind, which is dangerous.
When you talk about this, Don, in terms of how other world leaders are going to be viewing, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, Xi, Putin, you know, the dictator in North Korea, you know, the imam in Iran. They don't even need to hear this man speak. They can see the actions of this administration and see how there seems to be no will to protect or defend our country at this point in whether it's in economic issues, issues of trade, you know, the restrictions they're putting on our own industries that they don't seem to think should apply to anybody else in the world but just to us, and are devastating to our economy, the inflation issues. I assume he didn't. I haven't watched the whole thing. There was so much that he started out talking about how, you know, he painted a Pollyanna picture of a world and a condition in our country that just is unrealistic. It doesn't exist. There are a lot of concerns. And I was looking this morning at the disapproval ratings. 65% of the Hispanic population disapproves of the job that he's doing. And this is supposed to be the party that is, working on behalf of minorities, and obviously they've woken up to realize what it is that this group of individuals is doing. So I guess my question for you, Don, is obviously the policies are not in our country's best interests internationally, but what are the areas, we talk about the different areas that the Marxists have to have control of. Healthcare is one of the first ones that they go after. they have to shut down, you know, free speech, right? You know when you talk about these things, when we come back, can you give me maybe your top five issues where this administration has attacked, and how those reflect a Marxist ideology?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, folks. Look, that, you know, when you've got parents being labeled as domestic terrorists because they show up at a school board meeting to express concerns, as we mentioned yesterday in the program, about kids being taught to hate one another because of the color of their skin, and they're called domestic terrorists, something's dramatically wrong. The January 6th stuff is just going to blow.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? Folks, what we are watching take place in our country today is evil. Lawlessness is taking over, and it is being encouraged. It is being embraced. It is being celebrated. Under the Trump Department of Justice, they were cracking down on cities like New York and Portland and Seattle and different places where they were saying, no, you can come in and you can steal and you can rob and you can take up to so many hundreds of dollars of merchandise off the shelves, and we're not going to prosecute you. Under this Department of Justice, under Merrick Garland, they're not prosecuting those cases. They're allowing that and letting that stand. And you know, when you have businesses that are being destroyed in that way, it's absolutely devastating. It's absolutely devastating to especially to small businesses, but even to chain stores. Don, give me your list of the top five things that you see happening right now that this administration and these policies, because the Democrats do have control of the House. They have a Democrat sitting in the White House, and they are doing their best to try to jam things through the Senate as well. And we've got radical judiciary as well that is still, I believe, violating their oaths. But that being said, what are the top five things that you see going on right now?
I see the effort to truly make the United
a democracy. We were formed as a republic. There are dramatic differences between republic and democracy. And democracy, as we were told by our founders, is mob rule. It is dictatorship. And I see that as probably their number one effort. Continuing from what they had started years and years and years ago, they must destroy the family. Part of destruction of the family is taking total control and indoctrinating the children, taking total control of the education system. Then centralization. In order to form a Marxist totalitarian state, you cannot have diversity, you can't have your government being throughout the whole country. It has to be all centralized in Washington, and so you must take total control and put all power in Washington, and you have to take as much power as you possibly can from the legislative branch or from the representatives and place it into a centralized form like the executive branch or the judicial branch. And I see this being done. You cannot allow individuals to make their own decisions. The central government must make decisions for the individuals, and this is where they are really using this China virus, this so-called COVID, to truly take decision-making out of the hands in all aspects of life from the individual and placing it under the government. And then you must take total control of how people think. Proper use of propaganda. Propaganda is a really, really effective force when you are trying to take control of a people. And they are also using intimidation. All of this is to take total control. People say, well, socialism is having all of your productive property in the ownership. No, socialism is having all of your productive property under the control of government. Communism is having the people under total control of the government, telling them how they must live their lives, how they must think. And this is what is going on in America today. We're at the place where now government does have control of all businesses through OSHA, through the through different agencies, and now they're telling us that they must have total control, Pastor Greg, of how you think, how you live your life, what decisions you make, how I think, how I make my how I live my life, what decisions I must make. If we do not conform to these dictates, we will then be treated as domestic terrorists, as your next guest is now being treated.
And you know, talk to me about, because again, we have to keep reminding people, because I hear this so often, even amongst people that are, you know, they are on our side.
Mm-hmm.
Who refer to our, you know, we have to defend our democracy. And can
you cringe?
I do too. And we're out of time to get it. Look, I'll give a quick synopsis of this, okay? Democracy, yep, is a form of mob rule. Democracy is the concept of majority rule. But it very quickly morphs into socialism. And there's a very fine line between what democracy is and how it becomes a socialistic society. Because when the mob is ruling, then the mob has control. That's your government entity control. And then they begin to dictate to people how they will and won't live and what they will and won't have. We are a representative constitutional republic, and it is we the people that have.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Greetings, Children Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous pastor, Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous pastor, Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, I am really, truly honored to be able to present my next guest to you. As you know, I have been promoting very heavily Nick Searcy's film entitled Capital, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Punishment, Capital Punishment, and encouraging folks to get the truth about what's happened. Nina May has been on the program with us. She was there on January 6th. Jeff Zink has been with us on the program. He was there as well. Both he and his son had their front doors busted down by the FBI. His son is still dealing with prosecution only because Jeff is running for Congress and has received President Trump's endorsement. At that point, they kind of tried to back away, but they've made it very clear to him that if he loses this race, they're going to come hard after him. My next guest has experienced the worst, some of the worst of this, for simply doing two of the things that are guaranteed, three of the things guaranteed in our First Amendment: freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and the freedom to redress the government. I want to welcome Matthew Counsell to the program. Matthew, thank you for taking time to be with us today. I so appreciate it. God bless you.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out about what's going on with J6ers. It's been, mine's not the worst, I can tell you that.
I was just reading, some additional stories. Ryan Samsel's story is horrific. Beating him, they detached his retina, broke his jaw, fractured. I have a fractured orbital, by the way, my left orbital. There's a piece of bone missing from when the tools took out my face when I was saving my daughter's life. But brain swelling, blood clots, and you know, this was all done as they zip tied his hands and beat him unconscious with metal flashlights. And yes. Folks, this is not, you know, our soldiers in an Iranian prison or an Iraqi prison or being held by ISIS or in a Cuban prison or even over in a Russian prison. I was a Russian linguist during the Cold War. This isn't any of that. This is under American prison system. Matthew, talk to me about what do January 6th detainees, and they're not detainees, they're, what would you call them? They're prisoners of...
Prisoners of war.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. What do January 6th prisoners of war want people to understand about that day and about what they've experienced since then?
Well, what many of the January 6ers are saying is they're going to trial. They're not going to plead guilty because they were defending the Constitution. And they want everyone to know that they're heroes. They shined light on an insurrection. They didn't create an insurrection. And that's the kinds of things you're seeing come out of the revolver. That the insurrection was actually done by the other side. Those are the main things that, you know, I know myself and many others want people to know.
Talk to me about, you know, as you prepared to go on that day, first of all, to hear President Trump and to hear what he had to share and many others who spoke, by the way, he wasn't the only one who spoke. The mood of the crowd was, one of what? Excitement?
Disappointment.
Okay.
Disappointment. I was 100% convinced that he was going to show evidence of the fraud that would just blow it away and make the narrative be so strong towards the fraudulent election that Pence would have no choice but to at least delay the certification of the election.
Okay.
And that did not happen. So my walk towards the Capitol was, as were many, dissatisfied with what happened that day. It was more like one of his regular rallies with a little bit of a twist of election fraud and go protest. So, and then when you get to the Capitol and people that are just standing there praying are getting shot with tear gas and there's a big pool of blood on the ground and, you know, people are getting hit with mace that are just eating granola bars. It quickly turns into what you saw.
Now, relative to that, as I've looked at the situation, I feel like that the other side knew that there were members of Congress and members in the Senate that had evidence that was going to be able to be presented that was going to lead them to say, okay, yes, all right, you know, we need to send this back to the states and let them examine this situation before we just move forward with what we're supposedly here to do today. And that out of fear for that and not wanting to see that happen, they needed to create a situation that would
absolutely
shut that down.
That was Nancy Pelosi's plan. That was the coordinated effort by the government. They had to take the steam out of the pressure because the digital soldiers, the digital soldiers amongst them and the Q community had been putting a lot of pressure on Pence. And he was leaning in that direction. And there were congressmen that had evidence, but because of the event, because of their insurrection, the steam was taken out of it. So Pence wasn't going to delay anything. He had to certify it to maintain political capital for his future, which unfortunately, you know, in politics, you got to be selfish sometimes.
But
that was the whole goal. That was the whole plan. That was the crux of the plan. I believe Cindy Powell wrote a piece on that. That exact thing, the timeline and everything and how it all fell into place perfectly to prevent the delay of the certification of the electors.
And as that, you know, as that stands, I know now that there has been in Pennsylvania, as an example, they have finally, I'm not sure. I had Jacqueline Timmer on yesterday and we were talking about this. There was a court that basically said that the Dominion machines need to be turned over to the Senate in Pennsylvania for them to review. She made mention that the Supreme Court of the state of Pennsylvania may have interfered with that again. But all that is really being asked here by those of us that are concerned about the integrity of that election is, hey, let us just examine forensically the evidence that is there, and then we can decide what really happened and what went on. And not just because we want to change a result of 2020, but we need to be sure that in 2022, in 2024, whichever side is going to win, that everybody has an equal opportunity and the elections are not skewed. Rational to me, Matthew.
And which is why I hate to put the word brilliant with Nancy Pelosi. Her plan was brilliant because she could make all Trump supporters look crazy, so that when they start talking about the evidence that was coming out in droves, nobody listens. And right. The main people that were willing to fight for the Constitution are silenced by being either, you know, incarcerated or out on pretrial leave.
Well, and the other piece to that is, and this is where I believe the other part of the setup was, is that they had to create. I mean, this is part of the Marxist plan. You have to create an enemy, and you have to convince the people that there is an enemy amongst them, that is the problem that needs to be gone after.
The Satanist communist infiltration. Yes.
And so obviously then, if you are a Christian, biblical, constitutional patriot, you're now considered to be the bad guy.
Right. Right. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're a quack, which is why I've been put through the mill so much with my mental illness. They've expounded on mine. I played college football. Okay. So I'm looking at CTE.
I understand.
I have issues with that, and that's where my torture came from in the whole situation.
All right, hold that. We got to take a break. We'll talk in the break. If Matthew can, we'll bring him back for a few minutes on the other side of the break. Otherwise, we will have him back again. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Folks, this is so important. Please share with your friends. We've got to get truth out right after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. We will have more with Matthew Council. We'll continue to talk about what happened on the 6th of January and really the what is behind it and why it is an important topic for us to converse about. I want to read something to you. Well, a couple of things. Let's begin as I did in our segment earlier this morning. Psalm 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? In fact, I would encourage you to read all of Psalms 94. But what is it that our founding fathers said about our nation? Let me give you one example. John Adams. The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. Teddy Roosevelt says, the teachings of the Bible are so interwoven and entwined with our whole civic and social life that it would be literally impossible for us to figure to ourselves what that life would be if these teachings were removed. Harry Truman declared this is a Christian nation. And in fact, he was so concerned about it that he added, one nation under God to our pledge of allegiance. Here's another affirmation from one of our founding fathers, Jefferson. No nation has ever existed or been governed without religion, nor can be. The Christian religion is the best religion that has been given to man, and I, as chief magistrate of this nation, am bound to give it the sanction of my example. Actually, that was John Jay, our first chief justice. Folks, it has been an important part of our country from its very inception. But what was it that our founding fathers were stepping away from? They were stepping away from control of a king. And the warnings of what that might look like are found in 1 Samuel chapter 8. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked him of a king. Ask of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants, and he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants, and you will cry in that day because of your king, which you've chosen for yourself, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Folks, in America, our founding fathers determined from the very inception that we would not have a king, that we would have one king, one leader, one concept of leadership, and that leadership would be Jesus Christ. It would be from God that we would receive all of our freedoms and our liberties. It is understood that these rights and freedoms and liberties would come from God. And yet, I would suggest to you what Paul suggests in 2 Corinthians 11. Would to God ye could bear with me in a little folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as chaste virgins to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom you've not preached, or you receive another spirit which you've not received, or another gospel which you've not accepted, you might well bear with him. For I suppose that I was not a whit behind the chiefest of apostles, though I be rude in speech and yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. He goes on to talk about what it is that they present. He says this, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is of no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. We are being bamboozled. We've been bamboozled. We've been led astray. And part of the purpose of what we're doing here at Chosen Generation Radio is to try to wake up. For a number of years, when I first started this program, I focused on secular radio, and I spent a lot of time on what would be referred to as non-religious, non-specifically Christian radio. I was told, you know, maybe you should, you know, hey, your show would work really well on Christian radio. And I said, no, I want to try to reach the unbeliever. I want to try to reach people out in the secular realm. But in recent years, it's become quite apparent to me that the choir is not singing the right tune. The choir is singing just a little bit off pitch. And I want to help to get the choir back engaged. I've been talking about this quite a bit on the program lately, about Pew Research and the PRI polls that say that 70% of Americans profess to be Christian. And yet, we'll have this with George Barna and his research that he's done, where he shows that things like absolute truth, absolute truth. Think about that for a minute. Jesus Christ professed this: I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And in the book of Acts, Jesus is quoted, and towards the end, the very end before he ascends, and he says that when the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. I'm sending the Comforter to lead you into all truth. Truth is a critical component of the Christian belief system. And absolute truth, objective absolute truth, is the basis upon which we take great comfort in trials, in tribulations, in the challenges of life, because we understand that there is a sovereign God, that his character is unchanging. Hebrews says it this way: Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Folks, we have that foundation and that encouragement and that confidence to know that we know our God. and his truths are unchanging, unshakable. It's important that we get back to those truths. Those are the truths that will take you through the most challenging and difficult and darkest times.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.